Once there was one CEO, illustrious businessman. He was on holiday in Barbados. And there on the white sands in the beaches of Barbados, he met a simple boatman. So the boatman took him on a bit of a ride, and then they came back. And then the CEO said to the boatman, "Is this what you do all day?" He said, "Yeah, I just on the boat, drive a few people around, and then I just spend time relaxing here on the beaches of Barbados." The CEO said, "This is what you do with your life?" The boatman said, "What do you want me to do with my life?" The CEO said, "Look, why don't you get a couple of more boats and then employ some people and then you can make more money." So the boatman said, "And then what?" Then the CEO said, "You know, once you've got more boats, more people, more money, then you can form a limited company." So the boatman said, "Okay, and then what?" So the CEO said, "Once you form the limited company, then you can expand into other areas and go into other countries and become a multinational." Boatman said, "And then what?" He said, "And then you'll have so much money and then you can, you know, do what you want to do, travel the world and relax." And then the boatman said, "And then what?" And then the CEO said, "And then once you've done everything you want to do, then you can just give everything up and retire and come to Barbados and sit on the beach." The boatman said, "I'm already doing that." We're doing so many things in life. Running around, so many things on the to-do list, so many things to do, places to go, people to meet, things to achieve. In this final chapter, Krishna is reminding us, don't forget the purpose of why you're here. As they say in the Christian tradition, what profiteth a man who gains the whole world but loses his soul? In the midst of everything in life, Krishna is saying, do your work, do your duties, do everything, and always remain alert to the ultimate goal of life. In order to teach us how to practically apply the Bhagavad Gita in Kali Yuga, Krishna came to this world again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna told us, the most important practice that we have to embrace in our life in order to become Krishna conscious. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the world is, you must chant Hare Krishna every single day. One time a devotee came to Prabhupada and said, "What is the secret of your success? What is the secret that makes you such an amazing devotee of Krishna that you've just traveled and done so many things?" Prabhupada picked up his bead bag and he said, "The secret is in here." We could look in and see what's in the bead bag. In the bead bag there are beads, and on the beads we must chant Krishna's names. Prabhupada said, "I'm telling them, chant, chant, chant. But they're telling me, can't, can't, can't." Krishna has made the process so easy for us. So we should not waste the opportunity now. But Krishna has told Arjuna, "Iti te jnanam akhyatam." I've given you all knowledge now. "Guyat guyataram maya." This kind of confidential knowledge is very rare. "Vimrasheta desheshena." Now you think about it. "Yatechasi tathakuru." And then you do what you want to do. So we are all faced with that decision now. We can walk away today and we make a decision how seriously we want to apply Krishna's teachings in our life and make a difference and make a change. And if we do apply it, if we do follow it, As Arjun says, Nashto moha smriti labdha, all my illusion is gone. Tvat prasadat mayachuta, I'm feeling the effects of your mercy. Stitosmi gata sandeha, and all my doubts are gone and I'm completely fixed. Karishye vachanam tava, and I'm ready to do, Krishna, whatever you want me to do. We must somehow or other come to this conclusion point in our life. And therefore Krishna has given us the Bhagavad Gita. And in the final verses, which now I leave you with a final message, Krishna has told us that we should read the Bhagavad Gita. Along with reading the Bhagavad Gita, we should understand the Bhagavad Gita, which means we need to take the help of devotees. Along with understanding the Bhagavad Gita, we have to live the Bhagavad Gita. But then Krishna says in the 18th chapter, read the Gita, understand the Gita, live the Gita, and then give the Gita to others. When they asked Prabhupada, how can we repay you? Prabhupada said, whatever I have given to you, you give that to other people. So therefore, we should try in whatever way we can to share this knowledge with the world, because this is the greatest need in the world. The greatest need in the world is a need of spiritual knowledge. This will solve all problems. And Krishna says in the Gita, Nachatasman manushyeshu kashkin me priyakritama, that for one who dedicates their life to giving this knowledge to others, they become more dear to me than anyone else. So we'd like to thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for your contributions to Gita Jayanti, to giving this knowledge to others. As you know, this year is a very special year. It's the 50th anniversary of ISKCON. And as a final offering to Srila Prabhupada in this 50th anniversary, in the month of December, we are trying to distribute 200,000 books for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, for the pleasure of Krishna. As you can see, there's a meter here. The meter says that we have reached 70,000 books. I have good news and challenging news. The good news is that unofficially there are more books that have been distributed than are displayed here. In total, to date, Bhaktivedanta Mana and all the devotees, all of you, all of us together, have actually distributed about 95,000 books. So that is a wonderful effort. There's 95,000 books out there. We'll create a change in the world. But that's also challenging news, because it means we have another 105,000 books to distribute. The clock is ticking, and the last day is next Saturday. So to all of you sitting here, to everyone watching online, we want to make a plea to you. We want to ask you from the bottom of our hearts, let us complete this final offering to Srila Prabhupada. Let us try to distribute 200,000 books. In the final verse of the Krishna Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, or Sanjaya says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Krishna is the master of all mystics. He can do anything. So let us think in the next week, what extra special effort can I make to take a book to someone, to give someone some knowledge? Do not underestimate the power of you giving out one book, 10 books, 100 books, 1,000 books. It will change someone's life. It will change your life. And it will please Srila Prabhupada. So our humble request on this Gita Jayanti, along with a heartfelt thank you for all of your contributions, is in this final week, see what you can do to take some books out, to take the knowledge of the Gita out, find someone and help them in their spiritual journey. back to Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to thank you so much for your patience. As I said, I'm just a student of the Gita, trying to share some reflections. You all have been very patient, and I appreciate your attention. I'm going to hand over to Navadeep Chandra Prabhu to give us the final conclusion, and then over to Shruti Dharma Prabhu. Hare Krishna.